We continue our conversation with Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, looking at a busy stretch, a busy end to the legislative session, especially in the state assembly. She's been keeping up with a lot of action there. Laurel, rent-to-own businesses, regulations changing there. What's happening?
So the assembly passed this bill on Tuesday, and this is actually a pretty big deal, Rob, because this bill has been coming up in the Capitol, and rent-to-own industry individuals have been pushing it for longer than I have been alive. So it's passed the legislature a couple times, but has been vetoed by various governors. What it would do is that it would change regulation of rent-to-own businesses in Wisconsin. So for people that aren't familiar, rent-to-own businesses do things like they rent TVs or, you know, other household items, couches, to people who can't buy them outright for whatever reason, if they don't have the money or they don't have the credit. And these rent-to-own businesses can sometimes charge interest rates up to 200%. So some people that are opposed to them say that they really take advantage of vulnerable populations, people who don't have good credit, things like that. And what this bill would do is create a new set of regulations. It would exempt rent-to-own from the Wisconsin Consumer Act that they're currently under and create a whole new set of regulations specifically for them.
And so what would change as far as what they have to tell consumers?
So basically what would change is related to that interest rate. So right now, rent-to-own companies don't have to publicize their interest rates, which, you know, can be pretty high, as I said. And under the bill, they would no longer have to do that.
So they're currently required to. They wouldn't have to anymore. What's been the pushback over the years and in the assembly for those who didn't vote for this, though it did end up passing the assembly?
So Democrats, the majority of people that voted against it were Democrats. There was one Republican in the assembly on Tuesday that joined them to vote against it. And they just say that the current regulations in Wisconsin are effective, you know, requiring them to publicize those interest rates is providing adequate protections for consumers. That's something that they really want to see continue in the state. We have rent-to-own businesses in Wisconsin, obviously, but there we have fewer than other states that have different regulations. So opponents are saying if we pass these new regulations that are a little bit more lenient, we're going to get a lot more rent-to-own businesses in the state of Wisconsin, and the proliferation of what they say is taking advantage of low-income people, vulnerable populations, people with bad credit is going to expand.
This one would still have to go through the Senate, right?
That's right. It still has to go through the Senate.
Okay, quick lightning round on a couple other things. A self-funding insurance option for small businesses also passed by the assembly. What would this do?
So this would allow small businesses, if they're under the same Chamber of Commerce, I believe, to band together to self-fund employee insurance. So some big companies do this, and basically what supporters of this bill are saying is that small companies don't have the resources, or it's pretty difficult for them to have a self-insurance plan for employees that basically they pay for, employees pay into it, they pay out claims, things like that. And so they want to make it more affordable for small businesses to have that sort of option if they want to provide employees health insurance. So under the plan, they could form these employer groups, which are a certain number of small businesses as long as they're in the same area, and then they could offer this type of insurance to their employees.
And then this is a special session on changes to the welfare system as called by Governor Walker. What has happened to the various pieces of legislation he was pushing for?
So they have all passed now, with the exception of one. And they're headed to the governor's desk, and of course he's going to sign them. The one bill that did not pass, they got the final approval from the Senate earlier this week, was a bill that would implement photo IDs for food stamp recipients.
But the changes, what are some of the key changes that have passed and are now on their way to the governor's desk?
So a big one would be increasing work requirements for people who get things like food stamps. The work requirement would go from 20 hours a week to 30 hours a week. And it would also expand to people who have children over the age of 6. Under current law previously, before this passed, those individuals with kids were exempted from the work requirements. And they're not just work, it's worker training as well. So if you engage in a state-run worker training program to help you build skills, that also qualifies you to get food stamps.
This is the last day now of the assembly session, right? Are they still trying to hammer some things out before they go home?
Oh, gosh, yes. They have a lot of things on their calendar today, Rob. So what they're actually debating right now, and I think at some points during our interview, you might be able to hear them in the background, but they're talking about the child tax credit and sales tax holiday right now. So that would give people with children under 18 a $100 check and implement a sales tax holiday the first weekend in August.
And there's been argument about the timing of that check, right?
Right. Democrats are pushing back and saying that it's a political gimmick to send people with kids a $100 check right before the fall elections.
Is this one of those days, Laurel, where you're going to have to be pretty well caffeinated at this point to make it through to the end?
Yes, I'm surrounded by coffee cups, if you could see me.
We'll leave it there. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Laurel White, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joins today to talk about a busy end to the legislative session for the State Assembly. You can follow developments through the night over at WPR.org/news.